Tonight in the Shed at Tanglewood, Andras Nelsons will conduct a performance of Shostakovich's Symphony No. 2 and close the program with Ravel's Complete Daphnis and Chloe featuring the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, James Burton, conductor. In between those two works, pianist Paul Lewis returns to Tanglewood for his eighth summer in a row, taking center stage to perform Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 12 in A. Paul Lewis is internationally regarded as one of the leading musicians of his generation and as one of the world's foremost interpreters of the Central European classical repertoire. In addition to his performance in the Shed tonight, Lewis will perform a recital of music by Haydn, Brahms, and Beethoven at Ozawa Hall on July 30th. He joins us now. Paul Lewis, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you very much.
So this is your eighth summer in a row coming to Tanglewood. You must like it there.
Gosh. Well, I love it there, but is it really eight in a row?
That's what the press materials say.
It goes by very quickly, I have to say.
I know you perform at amazing world-class venues all over the entire world, but what is it about Tanglewood that you like that keeps you coming back here?
Oh, I love it at Tanglewood. There's something very, very special about the atmosphere. I mean, I think, you know, obviously from the audience point of view, there is the whole Tanglewood experience, which is unlike anything else. But from my point of view, I mean, I guess because it has been consecutive summers as well, it feels, you know, that there's something that feels very much like coming home about Tanglewood. And of course, just the beauty of the place, it's the informality of it really helps, I think, you know, for you to be relaxed and to give your best. And I do feel that very much when I'm there, actually.
You're playing a concert tonight, and then you have a recital a few days later, next Tuesday. Will you be able to stay in the region and enjoy the Berkshires in between the two performances?
Yes, I am staying, actually. This time I'm bringing one of my kids. One of my daughters is coming, so my 13-year-old. So I guess in those 3 days between the concerto tonight and the recital on Tuesday, we'll find things to do. It'll be nice to relax and, you know, have a good time.
She's not been before?
No, she hasn't. In fact, none of my family have been to Tanglewood, but it just seemed to be like it was a good opportunity to bring Martha this time. So yeah, we're looking forward. She certainly is.
Sure. Will she watch your performances? Does she often watch you perform? Or is it like, I mean, I imagine a lot of kids aren't very interested in their parents' work necessarily. Where does she line up with your fame and talent?
I think she is quite interested, but she doesn't have to come to everything, you know. But I think she'll be very curious about the Tanglewood experience. And I mean, you know, we only arrived yesterday, so there's quite a bit of jet lag involved.
Sure.
So you know, it's fine for me when the adrenaline's kicking in on stage, but she might want to crash out tonight.
Tonight you are performing Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 12 in A. Could you tell us a little bit about the particular pleasures or challenges of this piece?
Yeah, this is one of the more intimate of Mozart's concertos. Mozart actually said that said that it's possible to do it in a chamber version. You know, you can do it just with a string quartet, and I've done it with a string quartet several times, and it really does work with those chamber forces. When you play it with orchestra, the challenge, and also the nice thing about it, is to try to bring that intimate chamber character to the stage, to the sort of more conventional concerto forces. But it's fresh, it's lyrical. It's not particularly symphonic. It's not an extrovert concerto, but it's absolutely beautiful. And the slow movement is incredibly heartfelt and introspective. It's a wonderful piece. I mean, it's a challenge to do it outdoors, actually, because wherever you play it, you have to try to shrink the walls. You know, you shrink the hall, bring the walls in, and draw people into what you're doing. And of course, that is an extra challenge when you're playing outside.
Could you speak a little bit more to that? How do you, as you play, as you interpret something, try to manifest the intimacy that a piece requires?
I think it's all to do with the sound. You know, I mean, for instance, when you play pianissimo, you have to, I mean, people have to know that it's pianissimo, you know, it has to be really at that dynamic level. But there's something about the quality of the sound which is even more important. I think that when you play very softly, there still has to be a core to the sound. that draws people to it. And I think that it's important wherever you play, but especially in an outdoor venue, I think that's something to be very much aware of.
The program is the Boston Symphony Orchestra performing a Shostakovich symphony, and then you're in the middle, and then after you, they'll close the program with Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe featuring the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. What will you be doing during the symphony that's performed before your piece, and then after you're done, do you watch the next piece, or do you have something else that you have to do?
Normally, I would sit in the second half. Tonight, I'm not sure, you know, because it'll be the equivalent of 2 in the morning at that point for my body clock. So I might just edge off home. But before, I like to warm up. I like to be very limbered up physically before I walk on stage. So I like to spend the best part of maybe, you know, 45 minutes just playing, making sure that everything's working as it should. So unfortunately, no listening for me before I play.
On Tuesday, as we've mentioned, you're performing the recital at Ozawa Hall, and this is furthering a part of a multi-year survey you're doing performing the music of Haydn, Brahms, and Beethoven. Before we speak specifically about the pieces you'll be playing at Tanglewood on Tuesday, could you, for the uninitiated, give us an idea of what the multi-year survey, how it came about, and what it means?
Yeah, the series came about because for some years I'd really wanted to play more Haydn. I feel Haydn is absolutely wonderful. He's one of the most inventive, creative, and engaging composers, and the piano sonatas are it's really a treasure trove of gems. It's wonderful. But the problem is that they're not often played, or maybe one or two of them are. But in general, I think Haydn doesn't get performed as often as he deserves to. So I really wanted to spend more time with Haydn, and I thought, well, what about finding a context for that? And it struck me that Brahms is in many ways the polar opposite to Haydn, whereas, you know, Haydn is a great humorist. You know, he surprises you, he makes you laugh, he creeps up behind you and pokes you in the ribs, so that kind of thing. Whereas Brahms certainly doesn't do that. He doesn't make us laugh. He sometimes makes us smile, but he's, you know, he's not a humorist. It's a deeply serious, earnest approach to composing, and for me, you know, that's what his music is about. So I thought, you know, to have these two opposite composers, what would glue them together? And I thought that really it's Beethoven, because I've been playing the Bagatelles, and in the last program, which I think is next year, the Diabelli variations. And for me, Beethoven in these pieces, he looks in all these directions. You know, some of the Bagatelles are extremely Haydn-esque. The Opus 33 Bagatelles, which I'm playing on Tuesday, I think are among Beethoven's funniest works. That they really are the kind of pieces that make an audience laugh out loud. Or at least I hope they do. I mean, because if they don't, then I probably haven't done it well enough. But you know, that they are genuinely funny. On Tuesday, the program, the first half of the program, actually starts with the Haydn E minor sonata, which is a relatively serious piece. That's Haydn in serious mode. He's a bit dramatic. There's something almost of the Baroque about it too. And that's followed by Brahms' three pieces, Opus 117, which for me are among his saddest works. I think Brahms actually described them as lullabies to his sorrows. And that they are really heart-wrenching pieces and very, very intimate and introspective. Not often do they go above mezzo piano, you know. So that they really are a set of pieces where you have to try to draw the audience in. And then the second half is a complete contrast. You've got the Beethoven Opus 33 Bagatelles, which I just talked about, and the Haydn E flat Sonata, his last sonata, which is possibly his greatest piano sonata. It really has everything. It's symphonic, it's funny, it's tender, it's heartfelt, it's lyrical, it's everything. That's Tuesday evening's program. It's definitely a program of two halves. put it like that.
As you've done the survey over the last years and continue to do it, is the show often balanced with two different moods in the two different halves, or has it been assorted and various compositions that way?
It's been more assorted, really, depending. I think it's quite fun to play around with juxtaposing these pieces and programming. You're trying to make an interesting program. Depends what connections you're trying to draw between the works. And, you know, Beethoven's Diabelli Variations, which I am playing at the moment, but it comes next year in Tanglewood, I think really covers the whole spectrum. You know, a few of those variations look forward to Brahms and back towards Haydn and everything in between, really. And Beethoven, of course, being entirely his own language late in his life. So yeah, it's interesting to combine works which you can really feel the link between these different composers.
Paul Lewis performs in The Shed at Tanglewood tonight and at Ozawa Hall on Tuesday. To learn more information about these concerts and everything coming up at Tanglewood, you can, of course, visit tanglewood.org. Paul Lewis, a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, for more information, the website is tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.